I find that I'm fascinating.
Ever since David Betts emerged on the scene with a series of interviews screaming about civil war, I have poured cold water on the idea and even wrote an article about it in Chronicles magazine, to which he responded on Twitter, calling it a silly little article, to which I responded, okay, but when there's not a civil war, would you come back and apologize? I mean, you're the one making the outrageous claim, not me. I simply look at the logistics, the organization, and ask, well, who's going to make it happen? When it turns out that there is more to this story than meets the eye. Two buddies of mine, friend Scrump and Evelyn, they did a stream last week, an excellent stream, even by their standards. I think it was a must watch, where they really went to town looking at the backgrounds and the detail on Betts and what he's been up to. Another interview took place. I've already mentioned it, the Nick Griffin one. I did a video on him versus Steve Laws recently. But the Nick Griffin interview, he also went into detail on Betts. And in this video, I'm going to just share some of the info and play a couple of clips to direct you and encourage you to watch these two streams. Before we get going, though, pick up a course at the academic agency, Trivium, buy it now. And when we come back, we're going to talk all about the Civil War PSYOP.
Now from the academic agency.
Here we need to come on to Professor Betts because this actually fits in.
That's true.
So I don't know what proportion of your audience will know about him.
So Professor Betts is a scholar in King's College London. Yeah. You tell the people a bit more about him.
Right. Well, he's more than just a scholar. He's the head of the war and something rather sociological type faculty there. And King's College London has a special relationship with the British Ministry of Defence. Again, with the figure of some 40, I think it's 42 million contract to provide all the political and sort of geopolitical education for the officer class, for the British military intelligence, and for high level civil servants. And he's a key figure in that. Now, a few months ago, he started going on all the main right-wing podcasts and so on, and then being picked up by the likes of Tommy, saying there's a civil war coming with the Muslims and the rest of us. And his analysis, I'm not, now, whether it's right or wrong, we must come on to. So
Professor David Betts, who in the Department of War Studies at King's College London.
So his position is there's going to be a civil war, and he says that because it's not just Britain, but also France, Belgium, Germany, Sweden, there's so many countries unstable, according to him, with this Muslim others divide, that it's going to kick off in one of them. When it does, it will spread. So therefore, he says, basically, it's a racing certainty. We can have a civil war within the next 5 years. Now, if he'd said that, and he was just speaking off the top of his own head, that would have been very rapidly stopped. Someone would have had a word with him. So he can't be saying this. But he's continued saying it, and he said in more and more extreme terms over the last few months. So the latest stuff he's coming up with, he's endorsing an online document which is positively psychotic about what it's no longer a prediction of civil war. It's telling the side which he describes as Pitchfork, the indigenous Brit, it's telling them how to fight it. And actually also telling them, if you read it carefully, it's basically telling them, look, as long as you start this, you're going to win. For this, for reasons A, B, C, and D. I don't think it's right. But
Crown Crescent Pitchfork.
That's it.
By a gentleman called El Inglés.
Yes. It's to be found on a website, The Gates of Vienna, which I fingered back in 2012. It was very close to the early stages of the Tommy Robinson thing. It was created by the exact same Centre for Vigilant Freedom, which was a one of the sub things run by a man called Frank Gaffney, who was a gopher for Dick Cheney. So yes, it's Zionist neocon, but it's much closer to the American deep state than, say, the multimillionaire Likudniks who now back Tommy and the Heritage Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. So there's something quite deep going on here.
I'd say in this context that, you know, he is the counterinsurgent propagandist. And
yes,
what is all this civil war stuff about? It's about making people... It's about it's getting people to identify themselves, basically.
Yes, urgency. And in 2023, something changes. He pops up with, quite frankly, one of the most ridiculous social science papers I have ever seen. I'm not going to read this through. I'm just going to read this bit, which I put out earlier.
Here's the primer. We talked about this before, because, I think, on the stream about it.
Because, like, David Betts thinks you are fucking retarded, and the problem is that many of you are. You know, I'll put it on screen with fucking... Yeah, there it is.
I have attempted to assess the mood and amorphous plans of inseparate revolutionaries through consistent lurking over a decade on the anonymous image boards 4chan and 8chan poll, a range of Twitter and Telegram channels and websites, and surprisingly usefully, the user review sections of controversial books on Amazon and Goodreads.
While admittedly unsystematic...
At least he's not reading them from Wefflings.
My impressions are broadly in accord with those of other researchers of extremist groups, notably the Southern Poverty Law Center
and the International Center for the Study of Radicalization,
which is just his little vertical at King's fucking College. He's self-referencing there. He's
dissolved saying, September 2025, that, though. That's interesting.
He's been folded into another little department.
I was going to see what that be reformulated into.
But this is where David Betts, you know, Mary Harrington, everyone who platformed David Betts. David Betts got his Civil War framework from reading 4chan, the hacker known as 4chan. Who is this hacker known as 4chan? 8chan, Twitter, Telegram. Basically, he's repackaging shitposts to say there's going to be a civil war, stupid. If you read the literature, what a lot of these people say is that, well, you can't use this not during wartime. What's David Betts doing? He's going out there and reframing disorder and the disaffected opinions to do with immigration as an insurgency. There is no organized resistance to mass immigration in Britain, and that's a huge problem. But David Betts would like to not only portray it as organized, but so organized that it would cause a civil conflict. The reason that David Betts says civil war is that so he can portray it as an insurgency, because he is a counterinsurgency expert, and his insurgency comes from shit posts on 4chan. That's how fucking stupid you are. All of you out there who went, David Betts, you're wrong about David. Look at this. Look at how stupid you are if you listen to David Betts. Look at what you got hoodwinked with. He's either an idiot, he's a boomer who sat there reading 4chan, I think there's going to be civil war, or he's a counterinsurgency expert who's trying to get you to have a controlled reaction. Because what is a counterinsurgency without an insurgency?
All right, so what is the story in a nutshell? Well, it turns out that David Betts works in some capacity for the British state, and not just the British state, the security state. He has the same sort of like counter intelligence background as Goodwin and various other containment agents, really. And Betts has published a few papers that are quite alarming. You know, from what Nick Griffin was saying and from what Scrump and Evelyn have said, he's actually detailing tactics and battle plans and telling people, you know, well, if it came to it, here's exactly how you'd do it. Here's how you'd knock out the electricity grid and all this sort of stuff. I mean, if any normal person was posting this sort of stuff, let's say they were doing it on Telegram or they were doing it on Twitter, they'd very quickly be arrested by MI5. Or, you know, they'd have a knock on the door, they'd have their equipment confiscated, and they'd be like, well, hold on a second, you're probably going to get nicked for, you know, encouraging terrorism or something like that. But David Betts, he's doing it in broad daylight, and he's doing it, you know, on fairly mainstream platforms as well. And he's being signal boosted. He's being amplified. You know, everybody has this narrative in their mind now. Everybody's seen him. Everybody knows his name. Everybody you know, is on this narrative course of saying, well, yes, now there's going to be a civil war, which all is extremely fishy. And what I think now is absolutely certain is that there is some sort of operation to try to encourage this to happen, or at least try to, like, will it into existence, give it a nudge, okay? What was interesting about the Griffin interview is that he suggested that it wasn't necessarily a Zionist plot. It wasn't like the Tommy, you know, the same people that Tommy works for. It wasn't necessarily the Israeli government. Griffin thinks that it is the American defense, the American military that is pushing this. And of course, if it's the American military, the British military is attached to it. So the American defense and British defense are like that, according to Griffin. And he thinks that this is where this is coming from. So, I mean, it's kind of like, why would any military wish to foster civil conflict within their own country? Kind of like quite baffling if you think about it. But it does seem like they're encouraging something like this. Griffin's idea is that it is a divide and conquer strategy, that they don't want people looking, they want people facing at each other rather than facing at the elites. Maybe that is true. Who knows? I mean, it could be more of a kind of ensnarement policy where you get, you kind of psyop people into this sort of mindset, and then it makes them easier to arrest down the line, or makes them easier to round up or to censor or to target or to, I mean, one of the things that they used to do in, I mean, a lot of people have been talking about Frank Kitson and counterintelligence, and I think the Scrump and Evelyn stream was about that. They used to keep, Kitson used to keep a codex index of all of the people. So if you can imagine, you know, you're setting up this counter gang and you keep tabs on all of the people. You know, here's Johnny and here's Dave and here's, you know, Paul Smith or whatever. And you keep an index of every single person. And he had it, you know, in those days, it was in paper. You had it like on a Rolodex. So there was a card index of every single operative who was involved. They had the entire network mapped. So then, if they wanted to damage the operation, they could target, well, look, this Paul Smith, he is going off the reservation. He's causing a problem. Isolate Paul Smith. Make sure we get him in a prison or something. That will damage those operations. Then we can steer it in this direction. Okay? That is the nature of counterinsurgency. Okay? And the Kitson doctrine. Well, of course, in the modern era, there it's not going to be card indexes. It's going to be digital. Okay? The digital mapping, the network of digital networks, they're going to keep the Kitson map in that sort of way. And what better way to do it than to encourage everybody to go on Elon Musk's X site, Twitter, so that they can track in real time who talks to who, what sort of plans are being made, etc. And then what you've got is a perfect network map of all of the different nodes. And then it will be very easy to insert narratives into that. And the whole purpose is not to break the network apart, but to use the network to further whatever end it is that the British state has in mind. So let's say you've got the, I mean, I've got my whiteboard here. Maybe I'll do it in real time. Hold on. Let's say you've got like a network of individuals on Twitter. There's a little bit like this. This is the central hub of it. You isolate that person there. you get your own guy in there, get this guy to attack this guy to cause a, you know, to cause a conflict or something. There's all sorts of ways they can disrupt it. But even more importantly, if you can get that guy there on side, now you control the network. And this really is the purpose of doing a lot of this counterinsurgency stuff. It's how they think. And what's interesting, if you watch the Scrump and Evelyn stream, is that Betts and Co. directly are citing the likes of Frank Kitson in their writings. At some point, the references to Kitson go away, but it's the exact same playbook. 77th Brigade comes to replace Kitson, but it's the exact same idea. You find a group of people, dissidents, whatever, and then slowly over time you gain control over those things for your own nefarious ends, whatever they may be. And one of the ways to bring it all out into the open is to foster some sort of conflict, some sort of civil conflict, low intensity conflict, whatever you call it. But that is, you know, you could surmise what the Betts idea is up to. So this is a slightly different idea from Griffin's divide and conquer strategy, although it is also a form of divide and conquer. If you imagine that this is going on, let's say these are right wingers, okay, one of the groups that the British state doesn't like, and then you have over here, this is a Muslim network. So we've got a Muslim network over here, and I talked recently in a different video about the Muslim network and about how they keep the Muslim council out and things like that. Well, you can bet your bottom dollar that, let's say this is some Muslim network over here, you know, they didn't like Nick Griffin talking to the Muslim guy 2 years ago. That was something that was mentioned. So they don't want these two groups getting together or making plans, or, you know, they want these two groups at odds with each other. But also, they need to also control this middle Muslim guy here and get that under there. So in the end, you've got two counter gangs fighting each other, which is always the ideal for, the permanent security state. That's their ideal state of affairs. So, and they'll use a variety of methods to get there. So very interesting stuff. I mean, really what I want to do in this video is direct you to watch the Scrump and Evelyn stream and to watch the Griffin interview, because there's a lot of interesting stuff in there, a lot of interesting material. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency, go and watch them, and I'll catch you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.